I'm Kevin Kelly. This program is Live and Local, and it's your connection to local music and more. On the show today, vocalist Darden Purcell and her band, Chip McNeil, Chip Stevens, Sean Purcell, Joel Kelsey, Brent Jordan, they're all live in our studios. She has a CD release party for her first solo CD. It's going to be at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and we brought them all in to play a number of live tunes from that CD, and we'll have a good conversation as well. Darden Purcell on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was music by Edward McGuire, one of his traditional Gaelic love songs of the sea. And I will not even attempt to pronounce that because it is in Gaelic, and it's one language I can't manage on the radio. The performance here by flutist Chris Norman and the Camerata Bariloche Chamber Orchestra of Argentina. And I don't know if we're going to hear any love songs, but we certainly will hear some lovely singing on the show today. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And Darden Purcell is with us. She is a fine jazz vocalist, and she's brought a fine band with her as well. They're all live in our studios. About to celebrate the release of her first CD with a party tomorrow night at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. It starts at 9 o'clock. Why did I say 9 o'clock? Because it says 7 right where I wrote this down. And her band are Chip McNeil on sax, and did you bring your flute as well?
Not today.
No flute today.
Just saxophone today.
Fair enough. Chip Stevens is on piano, Sean Purcell. No coincidence, is indeed married to the lovely Darden on the guitar, and Joel Kelsey on bass, and Brent Jordan is the drummer. And I really appreciate everybody's coming in the show today.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So why don't we just launch right into a tune and then we'll talk.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Wow, that was fun. That was obviously the band alone giving a little bit of a prelude to our show today. The band here on Live and Local, Chip McNeil on tenor sax, Chip Stevens is on keyboard, Sean Purcell guitar, Joel Kelsey the bass, and Brent Jordan the drums. And they were brought along by singer Darden Purcell, who is the focus of our show today here on Live and Local. What was the tune we just heard?
In Your Own Sweet Way by a very great, famous jazz pianist and musician, Dave Brubeck.
And that was Chip McNeil giving the text there. You guys, three of you guys have a great privilege, and Darden as well, of working with the other two guys who are here, because the two Chips are both faculty members on the jazz division at the University of Illinois, and the rest of you are all students of theirs and of other folks in the division, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so how does it feel to be able to work this closely with your teachers?
Well, for me, it's a great honor. I've known Chip McNeil since I was 19 years old, so I've known him a long time, not
Don't
giving away my age.
I'm not that old.
Yeah. Yeah. Either of our ages. But just for me to work with such amazing players it's a wonderful experience, and that was something that was so great on this CD, is that it kind of became more of a musical collaboration. You know, we came in with the tunes that we wanted and with basic arrangements that we wanted, and then as we were in the studio recording, you know, different musicians would have ideas of something to add here or do differently, and I think Sean and I were very open to that, just because when you work with such great players, you just become inspired by them, and I think they bring out the best in you. So for me, it's always a great pleasure.
What about some of the rest of you guys?
The pressure is all mine.
The pressure is all yours?
That's Joel.
That's Joel Kelsey, the bassist. What do you mean by that?
He gets an F. That's what he said.
Yeah, Sean.
Oh, I mean, it's been great working with both Chip and Chip, and I've learned a lot over the past couple years from both of them, I think, and it's just been great to come back to, we lived in Nashville for a couple years, and Nashville is a wonderful town, but not really that much of a jazz town, so to come back to this type of environment and get to play with these guys and pick their brains and have such a great just jazz community in general has been great.
And who's the guitar? Is there a jazz guitar person here?
Sean Purcell.
Yeah,
Sean Purcell is it,
TA,
huh?
So, but I'm the, I guess, technically the only guitar teacher. Larry Gray teaches a couple students on guitar as well. But
and he's otherwise bassist.
Yes.
And Brent Jordan, he works with Dana Hall, I assume.
Yeah, that's correct.
And, well, you all sound great. Darden, so you've... I was going to get around pretty quickly to asking about, you know, working with Chip, because you were at Virginia Tech before and worked with him there.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you kind of follow him here?
Or sort of.
How did you end up at the U of I?
I did go to Virginia Tech, and I graduated from there. And then I went on and worked with the Washington, D.C. Air Force Band for about 4 years. And then after that band, we moved to Nashville. And when we were in Nashville, I was looking for graduate schools. And, you know, Nashville's a wonderful country town and rock town. But I just was looking for something a little different in the way of jazz. And we heard about U of I, and Chip was at U of I at that time, and so we just decided, let's go check it out and see what's going on. And we did. We came up here. It was actually a huge snowstorm. We hadn't seen snow in a couple years, so I was all excited to see snow. And it was great. You know, the atmosphere is great. The school is great. Lots of great players. And so I guess sort of I followed you.
Not
in
really.
A roundabout
I think
way.
They made their own decision. And it's. I'm very proud of the fact that just in looking at grad schools that both Darden and Sean chose us. I mean, we've got such a strong program with Chip's help and all the jazz faculty. I mean, we're starting to attract people from all over the place, and it's really nice to be able to attract people like this that have great experience with the service bands too. They were in the Air Force bands in D.C. for a long time, and they're both terrific musicians, and that's I'm proud of that. So I think they made their decision more based on that, which is great.
Tell me a little bit about the experience in the your early with the group High Flight, sort of a rock pop group.
It was
described in your bio.
Yeah, it was. That was actually the group when I auditioned when I auditioned and won the slot in the DC band, I won it for the pop rock group High Flight. And we were a top 40 band, basically. It was great. We traveled the world. We traveled nationwide. We traveled through Europe and the Middle East. But my focus was primarily pop and rock. And whenever I could, though, I snuck in jazz as much as I could. You know, I was always looking for, well, let's just do one. Come on, one tune, please. So, and then they would let me every once in a while. So,
I want to talk about some of that sort of straddling the fence of different styles after we hear you do a little jazz.
Great.
What's your first tune with vocals here?
I'm going to perform a tune called "Comes Love." So, I hope you enjoy.
And this is from the new CD of Darden Purcell here on Live and Local.
One, two, three, four. Comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, you know just what to do. Blow out a tire, you get another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there is thank you.
I didn't expect those last, that little tag at the end. That was kind of fun. A tune called Comes Love by Lou Brown, Sam H. Stepped, and Charlie Tobias. It's from a CD called Easy Living, brand new CD, featuring vocalist Darden Purcell and most of the players that you hear live in our studio right here. And in the studio are Chip McNeil and Chip Stevens, the Chips from the U of I Jazz faculty, as they're often called, on the sax and keyboard, respectively. Sean Purcell is the guitarist. Those three are all on the CD. Joel Kelsey is the bassist for our gig here today, and Brent Jordan is the drummer. And their big CD release party is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. And our program today on FM 90.9 is supported in part by Community Blood Services of Illinois, providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston, Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information is at 367-2202 or on the web at bloodservices.org. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we'll have a calendar of some various events in just a little bit. But first, I want to come to this genre hopping that you've been doing, Darden. When did you start singing jazz, first of all?
Well, I started in my undergrad, so probably 19 or 20 or so. And then after I graduated and kind of went on and started doing other things, I just kind of wanted to dabble, try a few different styles. But I always kept coming back to this, you know.
So what did you do when you were in high school?
Well, in high school, I did classical. We didn't have any jazz programs, so I was in Meistersingers and like a classical choir and whatnot. And then in college, I pretty much did all jazz. And then right after that, I started getting a little more into pop and country and whatnot.
So you didn't do any pop and rock singing when you were in high school? It seems like that's where so many people start.
Not so much, no. It was pretty much all just choir, you know?
Just choir.
Well, choir. Forgive me, choir.
Yeah, no, that's
But
fine.
We didn't have, my high school didn't have a show choir. We didn't have a jazz choir. We didn't have anything like that. It was pretty much straight.
And where was high school?
In Springfield, Virginia.
Springfield, Virginia, and then you went to Virginia Tech and picked up jazz there. What got you interested in the jazz? Was it just happening around there?
Yeah, it was. At the time, Chip McNeil was down there. He was running the program with Lisa Ann Lyons, and you know, I was not drawn to the classical side of it, and that was my other option. And I always like to think that I stumbled upon something really great, you know, because I was kind of at a turning point, you know, when you're young and you're not really sure what you want to do. And this kind of like sent me in a certain direction that I finally realized, okay, now I know what I'm going to do. So that was kind of nice.
And then you hop into the Air Force and they throw you into the pop realm.
Yeah, and then they throw me into another genre, which was good. I mean, I think it's really important for young players to kind of dabble and try to experience, you know, different genres, be able to do it if they want to work, you know, steadily. I think that's good. Yeah, so that it was a lot of fun. Kind of, they forced me to do some things I wouldn't necessarily have wanted to have done or would have never chosen to have done myself. But I think I'm better for it.
So, and then you mentioned that you particularly enjoyed singing with the Airmen of Note for a tour.
I did.
Now
yeah.
that is a jazz group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the, I guess you'd call it like the premier jazz band of the Air Force.
Yeah.
Stationed in Washington D.C. and Sean was in that group for almost 8 years. And so it was actually right after we got married. I went on tour with them for probably five.
You were with us for about 6 months.
About six months. Yeah, and I went on two tours with them. And that was definitely for me the highlight of my Air Force career because it was big band singing, and I love that. So.
And now you're doing a combination of combo singing and band singing and little club things here and there. We'll talk about some of those a little bit later.
Yeah.
Sean, you know, I hadn't realized you'd been in that group, at least of all for so long. Why would you go from you know a gig like that and decide, oh, now I have to get a doctorate?
Well, actually, it's funny. I went from college to being the guitarist for 2 years for Ringling Brothers Circus, So
no
I
kidding.
Went from the circus to the Air Force, which was sort of another circus of a circus. And I did that for about 7.5 years and just played around D.C. And, you know, most of the guys, like the two Chips, know a lot of the guys that are in the Airmen of Note. And it was a lot of, like, Maynard Ferguson alums and Miami alums and North Texas alums. And it was a great gig, I thought, for people that had families and just kind of wanted the stability to bring up a family, but also still get to play music that they love to play. So for that, it was a really great opportunity, I think, for a lot of people.
So you decided to just come into yet another circus at the University of Illinois.
Yeah. Well, we moved to Nashville, and I did my master's there, kind of kicking and screaming. Darden kind of pushed me to get my master's, and I taught at Middle Tennessee State for about a year. And then again, Darden kind of pushed me kicking and screaming back to school again for the doctorate. So yeah, we've kind of had a pretty interesting run of it. We've just been a lot of different places and have moved around quite a bit, which has been great.
I should say that as he's saying this whole kicking and screaming thing, they're at the opposite ends of the room.
Yeah.
So and there's a lot of equipment in between, so she can't get at him.
That's right.
A little defense going on, built into the room here.
Yeah.
Let's hear another tune from the CD. This is her new CD called Easy Living, and then we'll talk about how you put that together a little bit.
Great. Well, this next tune, it's many of you will recognize it, probably not the way that we're going to do it, but this is Carole King's Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. Broken when the night.
Carole King's Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, Love Me Tomorrow, with Jerry Goffin. She wrote the words or the music?
That's a good question. I think she wrote the music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to say she wrote the music and the words.
Yeah, I think
it was like
both.
A collaboration, yeah.
Well, then whoever this Jerry Goffin guy is did something or another.
Mm-hmm. But he put up the money.
He put up the money. There's Darden Purcell singing with the band here in live in our studio here in Live and Local on FM 90.9. How do you recognize a song that taken out of some other realm, such as that one, that might make a good jazz tune?
That's a good question. I had always loved that tune. It was always one of my favorite tunes, but I kind of only heard it as more of an upbeat version of it. Which was it, the Shirelles? I think one of those groups in the,
I can't remember who,
maybe
it.
1960s or something, did more of an upbeat version of it, and I'd always loved it. And I actually did hear one version of it before where somebody had slowed it down and turned it a little bit more into a ballad, and I thought, oh, that's really, really pretty, I'd like to do that. And then I brought it to Sean and said, you know, I think I want to do it a little more slowly and a little more, you know, just like a ballad, basically. And so then he came up with a bass line, and it was funny because when he first came up with it, I didn't like it at all. Like, he came up with this, and I was just like, oh, I don't know. And
she
now...
She never likes my charts when I first bring them to her. When I do arrangements, she's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's a good thing we got you two separated. If you're going to keep at it like this.
I know, but now it's one of my all-time favorite tunes to sing, just because it's just so beautiful, the way that he reharmed it, and the bass line, and it turned into something that he had the vision, and I just didn't see it yet, so... It's one of my all-time favorites.
Well, and then when you put a band together like this, or you have Chip and Chip just going and doing other things with it, that you probably neither of you ever thought of when you picked out the tune and wrote the bass line and even the harmony. They turn it into a whole nother tune altogether.
Exactly.
We're good at that.
Well, that's one of the wonderful things about jazz. I mean, I have had a number of jazz groups on the show, and I just sit here and marvel at always how improv works at all, because it's not in my nature, unfortunately, for me. And I'm just always astounded at how everybody interacts with each other, and the tune, whatever the tune is, changes from one day to another. If you have the same, even if you have the same instrumentalist, then it'll change again. If you switch somebody out, like we have different drum and bass player here, then we're on your CD, and you're going to have one of the... change the drummer again tomorrow when you have the CD release party, and it's just all sort of amazing to me. Darden Purcell is having her CD release party. The CD is called Easy Living, tomorrow night at the Iron Post downtown Urbana, and 7 o'clock, and that's kind of the occasion for their coming in here, and either way it gives us a nice treat here on Live and Local. I want to run down a few of the other, I can turn around and find my calendar here. Some of the other events that are going on in our listening area, sort of across various spectrums here, as you will find out. The Eastern Illinois University Wind Symphony is playing its Veterans Day concert tonight at 7:30. Very interesting show we heard about yesterday called The Call to Duty. And then the Kevin Locke Native Dance Ensemble, Native as in American Indian, is performing in Springfield tomorrow night at 7:30 at Sangamon Auditorium. The Illinois State University Faculty Brass Quintet is giving a recital. It says here Bass Quintet, but I'm sure that's not right. Is at the Center for the Performing Arts at ISU at Normal tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And the UI Trombone Choir is tomorrow night in Urbana at the Krannert Center at 7:30. Then, this is appropriate to mention, one of your colleagues, Chip and Chip, is giving a recital Wednesday night. Tito Carrillo giving a jazz trumpet recital, concert, whatever you want to call it, Wednesday night.
Faculty recital.
Faculty recital at Krannert Center in Urbana, Wednesday night at 7:30. Anybody here playing on that?
No, but actually he does have a couple of graduate students that are playing on it. I know Philip Doyle, one of our graduate saxophone players, will be on that. And I think, I'm not sure, there's one other one.
Matt.
Oh, Matt Plascoda, actually one of our seniors, is going to play drums on that. So,
great.
So we have a couple of students on that. Yeah, if you try to make both. They're unfortunately on the same night, but if you can come over and...
Oh, I didn't even realize that's right. It's your competition.
Yeah. No, come to mine.
But yeah. come to Darden's, and we start first, and then they can go see Tito later.
There you go. And then Rocky Moffitt, percussionist, is playing on the Prairie Breezes Mini Concerts for Kids series. That is a Wednesday night at 7:15 in Urbana at the Urbana Free Library. Those are just some of the things going on. Oh, here's one. The Veterans Day Big Band Dance is at the New Lafayette Club in Normal Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Wow. A couple of days of lots of variety.
There we go.
Like, what a bunch of great musical towns here, not least of all in Champaign-Urbana, where we are sitting right now. Darden Purcell, what do you have next in store for us?
The next tune we're going to do is a Harold Arlen tune called Last Night When We Were Young. And this is one that I had always heard done as a ballad. And so I thought, well, let's try it as a bossa and see how it works. And I liked it, so we kept it.
We'll find out how it works. It's on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Last night when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so bright, ages ago. Last night, today the world is old. You flew away, and time grew cold. Where is that star that seemed so bright? Spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that love had depended, yet slip away in one little day. Thank you.
that spring had depended on merely this one look, one kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now let's reminisce and recollect the sun. The arms that clung when we were young last night.
By Harold Arlen, Last Night When We Were Young, with words by Yip Harburg, from the CD by Darden Purcell called Easy Living, except that we heard it live in our studio here. Darden Purcell, the vocalist, and the band is Chip McNeil on sax, Chip Stevens on piano, Sean Purcell on the guitar solos, and Joel Kelsey is the bassist, Brent Jordan the drummer. And it's their CD release party tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Iron Post, downtown Urbana. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show today is made possible in part with support from St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WILL. Darden, I have to ask you, that's such an interesting name. Any idea where's that come from?
It's Yeah, it's actually one of the first families to settle Virginia. Their last name is Darden, so they were the Dardens. And I guess my dad was friends with one of their great-granddaughters or granddaughters. Her name is Annabelle Darden, and he always liked the name. So I don't know if he liked the girl or not, but he liked the name. So when I was born, I don't know where it came from. You know, when I was younger, I hated it. Oh, I hated it. I couldn't get pencils. I couldn't get Barrettes with my names on it. I mean, I just thought my parents had just given me this totally awful name. Everyone else had these beautiful names like Elizabeth and Jennifer, and I had Darden. But now I kind of like it. I don't mind it.
Well, there's about 8,000 or more Elizabeths and Jennifers, and, you know, not many Dardens.
When you do hear the name Darden, it's either a last name or guys. I've seen a lot of guys that have my first name.
Too. Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've seen it before at all. That was one of three Harold Arlen tunes on that CD.
Mm-hmm.
Can I guess that he's a favorite of yours?
He is. Yes, he is. I actually just finished my master's at the U of I, and my master's thesis and project was on Harold Arlen. So I did an entire recital of all Harold Arlen tunes. And when I was trying to figure out tunes for the CD, I just had so many wonderful Harold Arlen tunes that I really like the arrangements, and I thought I'm going to put him on the CD. So he is a favorite of mine, for sure.
Well, he's written some awfully great tunes. I'm looking at one of these here. You didn't tell me I could make a request, but I know that there's one I would request if I could. But we'll just see if you have it in your playlist here, because I know you've had a number of tunes you have set up. And people are pointing and making all kinds of signals here. It's really interesting for me to try to decipher the language, which I can't do at all. And it's also interesting to experience this in this studio, because when I take the headphones off, I can't hear you sing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a good thing we got everybody on microphones here. And the same thing for you, because you probably can't hear yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very different kind of experience to be in a studio than live, I guess. So what are we going to do next?
We have one more tune for you. And this is actually a tune. The first time I heard this tune, I heard it off of an Ella Fitzgerald record called Live at Mr. Kelly's, which he did up in Chicago, I think, late 1950s. And it's called Your Red Wagon. And I just thought it was really, really clever and cute. Sean came up with a great arrangement. And on this one, we are going to have solo Chip McNeil and Chip Stevens as well. So
we are live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. It's vocalist Darden Purcell.
The clown, be the laughing stock all over town. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. If you stick your nose someplace that don't belong, don't you run to me when things go wrong. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. When you're making your bed, remember you'll do the lion there. And when you've buttered your bread, don't expect me to your share. If you're gonna play the horses and blow your dough, don't you come to me when they don't show. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along. me, 'cause I'm tired too, that your red wagon, that's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red, red wagon along. Now you finally learned that you get burned when you play with fire. Don't come running to me. You can use me for your spare tire. You wanna sing me love songs, but don't know my key. Don't you come singing your blues to me. You better drag that wagon. You got your name on that wagon. So just keep dragging your red, red wagon along.
That was a lot of fun. Your Red Wagon, Gene DePaul, Don Ray, and Richard Jones, sung by Darden Purcell. Played here live in our studio on Live and Local by Chip McNeil sax, Chip Stevens piano, Sean Purcell guitar, Joel Kelsey on the bass, and Brent Jordan on the drums. Nearly all of them going to appear tomorrow night at the Iron Post at 7 o'clock for Darden's CD release party. It's from her new CD called Easy Living, and it has been a real treat to have you on the show.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
I'm glad
fun.
It worked out, and great to have all the band members here. Mm. And hopefully we'll be able to do it again before too long, in one configuration or another.
That's right.
Whether whoever might turn up. On tomorrow's show should be really interesting. It's a conversation about a new musical that is in process of being created called 1787, very much inspired by 1776, the musical. Lucinda Lawrence is the composer. Robert Picklesheimer is the librettist. And they're going to be on the show with us tomorrow from 12 to 1 on Live and Local, and that should be a lot of fun, too. Thanks again, everybody, and we have news headlines coming up at a minute past. I'll give you a weather forecast in just a few seconds, and classical music for you at 106. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local.